Glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. Good morning. You're welcome to today's Bible study class. Thank you very much for joining us today. God bless you in Jesus' name. So we've been looking at God's word in the book of John. And then we've looked at John chapter 1 to chapter 8. So we're going to go straight to chapter 9 today. And I want us to just understand that the word of God is actually a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So one thing the word of God does to us is whenever we listen to God's word, it gives us direction. It helps us to grow. It rebukes, it comforts. So I want you to open your heart this morning and receive God's word with gladness. And I believe that whatever we're going to hear this morning will be a blessing to us in Jesus' name. John chapter 9 talks about a man that was born blind that received a sight. Is it not interesting to see that the whole of this chapter was dedicated to this man? Everything that was written in chapter 9 is just about this particular man that was born blind. Do you also, or would you agree with me that every person in the world, we were also all born blind? As a matter of fact, before you gave your life to Christ, you were totally blind. You were living in darkness. So the Bible says that we all were born in sin. In sin did our mother conceived us. So no one was given birth to as a child of God. I mean, born again. It was at some point in your life that you gave your life to Christ. So we were never born again at birth. The only person that was pure without sin at birth is Jesus Christ. Apart from Jesus Christ, we all were born in sin with our eyes blinded. I mean, we could not see. We've not had any relationship with light until we, you know, surrendered our lives to Jesus Christ. So I want us to just pick one or two lessons from the story of this man. And I believe it's going to be a blessing to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so John chapter 9. So the Pharisees, they believed that, you know, this man that was born blind was probably because of the sins of his parents or the person's sin. Now, it couldn't have been the sin of the guy. I mean, this was just someone that was just given birth to. So there is no way he could have been blind as a result of his sin. He hadn't even had the opportunity to commit sin, you know, since he had just been born. So what could a baby do to get that kind of punishment? It's not possible. Then it's also not the sin of the father or the parents. Ezekiel 18, 19 to 20 makes it very clear that every man will bear the cross of his or her own sins. I mean, you're going to get the reward of your sin by yourself. You're not going to be punished for someone else's sin. So it wasn't because of this man's sin, and it wasn't because of the sin of his parent. The Bible says it is so that the glory of God would be revealed. So that the glory of God would be revealed. And you know, I've said it many times that, you know, my best scripture in the Bible is Romans 8:28, that says, all things work together for good to them that love God and accord according to his purpose. So everything that happens to us is not without the knowledge of God. God knows everything that is happening to us, and he is working out everything to fulfill his purpose. So there are times that we go through some challenges that are actually things that God himself planned. He planned that challenge that we are going through. The Bible says Jesus Christ was anointed in Matthew chapter 3, 16 and 17. The Bible says the heaven opened. A voice came from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. And in Matthew 4, 1, the Bible says that Jesus, having been filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, was led into the wilderness you know, to be tempted by the devil. This is someone who had just had an encounter with God. I mean, if you have an encounter with God, what you should be expecting is you to just go out and then begin to do signs and wonders. But after Jesus was endued with the power of the Holy Ghost, the next thing that happened to him was that God released him to be tempted by the devil. So sometimes in our Christian walk, some things happen to us that it is actually God orchestrating that thing in our lives just so that his glory will be revealed through us. And at the end of the day, we say that the glory of God was revealed through Jesus Christ, even in that turbulence, even in that pain. So sometimes that pain will not go. It's not because God does not care. It is because at the end of the day, that pain that you have will give glory to God. It will serve a bigger purpose, more than the fact that you think God is not fair on you. Because whatever it is that is happening to you, He's aware. He's aware. God knows about it. And He will definitely make that situation to turn around for your good. So as in the case of this man, it was so that the glory of God would be revealed.
So another very important thing I want us to take note of is the fact that God's instructions, you can write this down, God's instructions plus man's obedience equals miracles. God's instructions plus man's obedience equals miracles. Most of the time, you know, before God would do anything in your life, you will have a part to play. So when God wanted to part the Red Sea, He could have just by Himself, as mighty and powerful God is, He could have parted the Red Sea without the impute of Moses. But He told Moses, stretch forth the rod. When Jesus wanted to turn water to wine, He could have done it without anyone. But He told the servants to fill the water pot with water. When Jesus was going to feed the 5,000 men, He could have fed them without any bread, any fish. But He asked them, bring that bread, bring the fish. He cooperated with man to perform that miracle. That very thing you're trusting God for, you need to ask God, what do I need to do? The woman with the issue of blood, all she needed to do was to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. There is something you need to do. The moment you do that thing, you are going to receive that miracle. God's instructions plus man's obedience would always equal to miracles. So find that thing that God has asked you to do. Do it with the whole of your heart, and then you will receive your miracle. Praise God. Hallelujah. Also, so another lesson I want us to pick is the fact that Jesus told the man to go and wash his eyes in the pool. And, you know, God's word is likened to water in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 26. And the more you wash your eyes in God's word, the more you will always come back seeing. Because Jesus says, the Bible says that man went to the pool, washed his eyes, and he came back seeing. Every time you go to God's word with humility, with humbleness of heart, God will also always open your eyes to something. So this is why it is important that you always study your Bible. I was doing my Bible study yesterday, and I've read that place many times. But yesterday when I was reading it, I saw a different light. I actually came back seeing. That's what the Word of God does to us. The more you stay with God's Word, the more light you receive. Praise God. Is it not so bad that after this man saw the Pharisees and Sadducees, the Jewish leaders, these people were spiritual leaders. They were people, religious leaders anyway. So they were guys who had spent enough time with the scripture. They were not unbelievers. They were believers. Yet they couldn't believe what happened to the man. They couldn't believe it. So what do you think was blind? Is it this man or the Pharisees? Though this man was physically blind, now he is seeing. The case of these Jewish leaders is even worse than this particular man. You know why? Because they were spiritually blind. And that's the most, in fact, that's the worst, you know, kind of blindness. The Pharisees couldn't believe him. No matter what the man said, they were never going to believe him because they were blind. It wasn't their fault. It's because the God of this world has blinded their eyes so that they would not be able to see the truth of the gospel. So one thing we should always pray for is sight. Do you know the reason why we keep doing the things that we are doing, the sin that we are committing, the reason why we keep committing that sin is because we lack sight. The moment you see what Christ has done for you, you will then see that sin should not be able to have dominion over you. So what we need is light and sight, light and sight. The moment you have light, it will be easy for you to believe Jesus. Is it not easy for this man to believe Jesus? This man had never seen Jesus all his life. Don't forget, the first time he met Jesus, he didn't see Jesus. He was only hearing what he was saying. And then the first time he would see Jesus was even after he had been sharing with everyone. In fact, he started talking about Jesus even before he saw him, because he had received not just physical sight, but also spiritual sight. So we need to pray to God to give us sight. And I pray this morning that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened in the name of Jesus. Receive sight this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much for joining today's podcast. I celebrate you. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Bye for now. Amen. Hallelujah.